Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our second lesson, the book of Jude, verses 17 to 25. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, you don't hear a lot of sermons based on the book of Jude. Maybe it's because it's so short, it's just one chapter, and it's kind of gets lost, tucked in close to the book of Revelation in the shadow of Revelation at the end of the Bible. Maybe it's also because Jude, when he preaches, when he speaks, he really lets things fly. Have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garments stained by the flesh. No compromise with sin, no compromise with the world. He just lets it fly. Of course, then again, so do you. Now, not when you're flying smoothly. When your flight is nice and smooth, then you can speak to the Lord with smooth words. Then you can get the idea that maybe we can skip prayers for a couple of days. That won't hurt anything. Or when you do pray, you pray those King James prayers with words like thee and thou and vouchsafe and heretofore. But when you hit the turbulence, when the plane starts shaking and you hit an air pocket and the plane drops like a rock, your prayers have a way of becoming a little more direct, don't they? And more to the point. And you let things fly too. I mean, what are you going to do with our lessons for today? Last Sunday in the church day, Mark chapter 13, our gospel lesson. But in those days, what are you going to do with this? In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light and the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. What do you do with Isaiah 51, the Old Testament lesson? Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment. They who dwell in it will die in like manner. What do you do with the epistle lesson, book of Jude? In the last time, there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It's these who cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of God's Holy Spirit. What do you do? What do you do when you hit turbulence and the plane starts shaking and you hit an air pocket and the plane drops like a rock? Well, it has a way of sharpening your prayers, giving them new direction, giving them a new urgency. You realize if I don't pray about this, if I don't seek the throne of grace, if I don't plead for the Lord's Holy Spirit to give me faith, to give me trust, then who knows what kind of mess things are going to be. Because they will be a mess. And so what do? You let fly too, with your words and your prayers to the Lord. The fellow who wrote Psalm 12 did it. Today's Psalm. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone. The faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. Very modern. Those who say, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us, who is master over us? On every side the wicked prowl as worthlessness is exalted or set on high or lifted up among the children of man. You know, you pray a prayer like that, you realize you got no time for smooth words. All you can say is, Lord, you got to be here. You need to be here. You're like Jacob, who was afraid of his brother Esau. You remember that? He was returning home and his brother Esau was coming with all these armed men, and Jacob wrestled at night, all night, with a man who happened to be the good Lord. And that man was about to leave, and Jacob said to him, I will not let you go unless you bless me. I will not let you go unless you bless me. You know, there's something interesting about all of this, and that is it's almost like the good Lord is saying to us, don't pray too much for smooth sailing. Don't pray too much for smooth sailing. It's pleasant, but in the long run, it doesn't get you too much of anywhere. And that's what the good Lord is getting you to. He's going for the destination in the long run. The gospel lesson, Mark 13. In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be dark and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall. The powers will be shaken. They will see the Son of Man come on the clouds with great power. And he will do what? He will send out his angels and gather his elect, his chosen ones, those who are his people, who know him in faith in Jesus Christ. He'll gather them wherever they are to be together with him. But you had to go through the other stuff first before that happened. Isaiah 51, Old Testament lesson. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. The Psalm 12. Because the poor are plundered, the needy groan. I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place you in the safety for which you long. Book of Jude. In the last time, there will be scoffers. They'll follow their own ungodly passions. They make divisions. They're worldly people. They're devoid of the Holy Spirit. But you are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. You are waiting for his mercy. And that's something you pray for. You pray, God, be merciful to me. And when do you pray it? You pray it when you're on the way to the hospital. God, be merciful to me. You pray it when your livelihood is threatened. You pray it when you're asking for daily bread. You pray it when you're worried about the future. You pray it when you're worried about your kids or when you're worried about your parents or about your loved ones in one form or another. Is it good that you pray for God's mercy? Yes, it is. He tells you to do that. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you and you will honor me. He says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. You do pray for those mercies. But do such prayers go all the way? They're good, but do they go all the way? You know, it makes me think of the Chicago Bears, my hometown team. And I remember back in the day when I was a teenager, the Chicago Bears had a great ground game. 2 yards here, 3 yards here, sometimes 4 yards over there. And why did they have a great ground game? Well, they had running backs like Walter Payton and Neil Anderson, legends. And if you were a quarterback for the Chicago Bears, your job was basically to hand the ball to somebody else and let them do their magic. The only problem, though, is if you just got a ground game, what are you lacking? You're lacking a balanced offense. You are lacking throwing the long ball. You are lacking looking to the end zone. You are lacking looking to that end zone even when it is far off. You're only thinking, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here. And you know, it's good, right, and salutary, like our hymn book says, to pray for small mercies, the short yardage, the ground game, to say, Lord, I'm on my way to the hospital, be merciful to me. Lord, I need my daily bread, my family's in trouble. Lord, I'm worried about the future, I've got concerns about this. He says, Psalm 103, the Lord is merciful, the Lord is gracious, he's slow to anger, he's abounding in steadfast love. But you want to add to that the words of Jude. And what does it say? It says, yes, there's a ground game, but there's also a passing game. And you are waiting for the mercy of your Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Now, that is not a new message. It's something that we say every Sunday in our creed. And what do we say in our creed? We say, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. And that's good, because if you don't have that, you're not going anywhere, whether it's a ground game or a passing game. I believe in the forgiveness of sins, but I also believe in what? I believe in the resurrection of the body, and I believe in the life everlasting. I believe in the long game. I know my Lord Jesus came to win pardon for me, but he did it so that he could lead me somewhere, to get me to the end zone, to get me to everlasting life. And the good Lord, forgive us. And I'll put myself at the front of the line. The good Lord, forgive us, because sometimes it seems that by our actions we are conveying that the reason why the good Lord put us here is so that we can live as happy a life as possible. And the reason why the good Lord put us here is so that we can live as contented a life as possible. As if the reason why the good Lord put us here was so that we could run around on the field for four quarters, or we could join in with a marching band, boom, 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 or we could be part of the halftime show. But why the Lord put us here is what? To reach the end zone, to cross the line. Because you know the words, what does it profit a man to what? Gain the whole world and lose his soul. And so it is we get a little confused, because when the plane starts shaking and shuddering and dropping in the air pocket, we say, what's going on? Why is this happening? This is not the way things should be. What is wrong? This isn't happy. This isn't contented. But then again, what if you have to go through it? What if you have to go through it to get you home? What if nothing really is wrong? It's just the good Lord getting your attention, the good Lord focusing your attention, the good Lord sharpening your trust onto the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no time anymore for smooth words, just, Lord, you got to be here. Lord, I have to have you. And I will not let you go unless you bless me. And so our lesson for today. We are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads us to eternal life. And so now, as Jude said, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty and dominion and authority before all time and now and forever, crossing into the end zone. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord and our Savior. Amen.